Hi, welcome everybody. This is the Drop Poster Podcast, episode number 23. Oh, we got some Michael Jordan content for you today. We will talk about shoes. Isn't that right, James?
I guess we will talk about shoes.
It's at some point.
An edition sneaker podcast.
Oh man, I could do that, I think.
I bet.
How are you with sneakers? Is that a thing?
I wear them.
Okay, fair enough. What's your go-to sneaker?
The cheapest one that I bought.
Which is?
I don't know. It's a Huarache Light. That's all I wear.
Okay, fair enough.
Nike Huarache Lights, because they're really comfortable. They're the most comfortable thing. And that's what I buy, comfort.
I have to say, I love the Reacts, the Nike Reacts. I think they're the most comfortable.
I have no idea.
Or people swear on the Air Max 1s. I mean, it's an anniversary year for the Air Max 1s. So there's a comeback, people. People, let us know in the comments while we're at it. Follow us anywhere, because we on all the socials, because we love to talk about posters, but also about sneakers. And let us know in the comments, what is your go-to sneaker? And should we do more sneaker posters? I was once really interested in that, I have to say.
Yeah, I think it'd be actually quite a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it would sell if you get the license.
Yeah.
That's like the whole thing, right? With the Spider-Verse.
What's that?
I mean, because he's like in the Spider-Verse, he's wearing the Jordan ones. Okay. But I think you're not allowed to draw them on the poster because there's some issues, license issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's happened before. But we will see about that, because there's some nice Spider-Verse posters coming out by our good friends Matt Taylor and Murugaya. We are not allowed to show them, like, not on their behalf, but obviously Mondo has some release strategy. So this week we cannot show them, but we will show them definitely in 2 weeks. Yep, yep, yep. What else new with you, James? Anything happened?
No.
Oh, you got a new computer, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why James has this crystal clear image, people.
It's a slightly better image.
And the sound.
And it's super fast.
Super fast. No more hiccups. No more weird cutouts we had to fight over the last couple.
They haven't been happening recently, though, have they?
That's true. They haven't.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. Hey, it is what it is sometimes. But yeah, let's talk some posters, people. We got a bunch of them for you. And we're going to start off with the artist section. And first up is Mrs. Alice X Zhang. And yeah, she did this beautiful, beautiful. Is that single pieces that you can get, or is it like a mosaic tile kind of piece? But it's for Star Wars Celebration Europe 2023, and Mr. James Hobson and I will be in attendance, right?
Yes,
do it, come as well. I heard, by the way, from Peter Hendricks that he will be in attendance for the Star Wars, like the poster kind of thing. Yeah, he's a collector, and he's part of this interesting group and collective, and they will have a panel talk at 3 p.m. on Friday. I guess we're going to attend, and James, do we?
Yes.
Perfect.
I have confirmed our attendance.
Oh, very nice. Paul very Schipper nice.
Is on the panel as well.
Paul Schipper, yeah, he's there. So that's nice. Yeah, but yeah, this is some cool art, I'd say. I love that this is a whole thing, even if you probably can get all these pieces on it on their own. I'm excited to see it.
Yep. So is this kind of like, I haven't really looked into it, but is it sort of like going to be used across celebrations, so there'll be like big versions of them? And
I think so. I mean, that's what it looks like. But it could also be that you just can basically collect each and every one of them and can put them together to your own mural piece. I don't know.
Oh.
What's up, kitty cat?
The kids come over to say hello.
Yep. Wiggling the tail in your face.
Yeah.
Oops. But yeah, that's that, people. We're going to move on to Mr. Benedict Woodhead. And he did this very simple but also very nice scene, having a Terminator 2 Judgment Day piece.
Yes. Yeah, it's very nice. Very nicely done.
Yeah.
It would be good to see it as a poster somewhere, but it's an expensive license to get.
but doesn't have the likeness issues.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it would be a good one to pick up for someone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. Also very cool to pick up. I think it is available via Paramount, but probably US only. Is this Dungeons and Dragons Honor Among Thieves for the movie? This is a limited edition piece, and this is by Mr. Ken Taylor, and this looks pretty amazing. And I talked to James about it, and I was like, "Oh, this is huge ass dragon," and he tried to find it, but then it is a huge ass dragon, right?
It is. I love it. Yeah, if this is screen printed, then it would look pretty incredible.
Pretty epic. Pretty metal.
Yeah, this one's approved.
This one is approved, yeah. Well, there you go. You're the first approved in a long while. But yeah, we have also Tomasz Majewski, like keeping it in the reds here. We got Cobra, the Sly movie. And I think this one is pretty cool. I like the portray of it and, like, you know, this total 80s vibe in terms of style and like the details in the hair, but also the brush stroke. I think, yeah, Tomasz is a really great artist. I like his style.
Yeah, his style is really good. I'm surprised he's not like bigger than he is, to be honest.
Yeah, right? You would think.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Next up, we have Mr. Krzysztof Domorowski doing Ghost in the Shell. This is one of the editions. There's also a second one. And this one is also pretty epic. I think this is going to be, for some people, some holy grail material right there. And yeah, what do you think, James?
I like it a lot.
End of sentence.
I mean, look at it. It's fantastic.
I thought there's going to be more, but it's
not. I've had like ideas for a Ghost in the Shell piece myself. Now this has come out, no one's going to want to buy mine.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It's all right.
But yeah, speaking of very cool stuff that is definitely official is the John Wick poster series that has been making the rounds here. And we have multitude of artists, 12 to be exact, that have turned in a poster with Lionsgate. This is all orchestrated by Lionsgate, who are dipping into the poster world very heavily. And I think there have been some really great pieces for John Wick. And we're going to start out with Ella Zhang in her very typical style. Mr. Wick leaving the church there. I think that looks pretty cool. Yeah. Then we have one of my favorites here, Mr. Ed Fairburn, doing this metropolitan look of Paris here and having John Wick in there. And James, did you move? What happened, buddy? Oh, James left us, I guess. Oh, there, he's back. What happened?
I don't know. It just froze.
Did the cat step on the cable?
She is being really annoying, so.
But yeah, how do you like this this version of the poster?
Yeah, this is cool. I hadn't actually seen this one. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like this one, especially because people. Yeah, exactly, and people like put up like metro maps, basically on like just the map on it, and I think this gives a cool twist. I mean, who wouldn't want to have Keanu, right?
I mean, surely that's got to be like really memorable for people.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point in making these alternative posters.
Exactly. Also, we have Flor McKean doing more of a, not portray, but kind of like this kind of a way, a poster. What's that?
It's all good.
Yeah.
Her work is really clean, isn't it? It's really.
It is. I would love to interview her. I reached out a couple of times, sadly didn't get back, but hey, it is what it is sometimes. Then next up, we have Mr. Ken Taylor, speaking of this man. And I think this one is, this is up there for me as in favorites, because I love the way the petal, the cherry blossom petals and like the symbols at the corner, at the top right corner there. And like all the little details that are in there looking really good.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites too. And again, I'm quite annoyed because my Ghost in the Shell was a little bit similar to this.
But okay.
White at one side and then a red like the part of his face which is overlapping the white is red.
Oh, they're taking,
you get that duality of colors.
Taking all your ideas, my friend.
Yeah, man, it's actually really weird. It's like, well, I'll cross that one off.
But yeah, also our friend Matt Taylor has done one, and this one looks also pretty cool with all the neon colors and like the framing devices has a Japanese title treatment, all the major players in this one, and yeah, this is pretty dope.
Yeah, when we saw this in our little private group, it was pretty like, whoa, this one's blowing me away.
I wish they would, like, if they do like a bigger version, or, like print version for this, they should do like a, like the very neon colors, so the neon signs basically pop, like the framing and stuff. That would be amazing. Or glow in the dark for the faces, who knows?
Yeah, a nice glow in the dark.
Yeah.
Always good.
All right. Then we have also our friend Oliver Barrett. This one is also very clean. I like the way like the smoke is in there, but also like the different style of weapon here. I think this is also really good.
Yeah, this is one of my faves as well.
Yeah. There's a bunch of really good ones, I have to say.
They all came out really, really well.
Yeah. Then we have Orlando Arecino's piece. And I have to say, this one is Orlando. Like, this is the way I want to see Orlando. I think this is one of the really, really good ones he has done in from his last releases. And I think he worked really well on this one.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks really good. So even that more photographic side is Vector, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Really, really good, that one.
Yeah, it gives me, I have to say, this gives me, like, his left side gives me a little bit of a Darth Vader vibe.
On the left side, like the Mexican side of Darth Vader.
Yeah, no, in terms of, like also, like, it's, his hair shapes like the helmet. So it's like, it looks like, and the red of the, you know, when he looks like,
yeah,
but yeah, and it feels like a robotic, you know, like with all like as it would be all like cogs and stuff.
Yep.
But yeah,
see that.
Yeah. Also, our good friend Mr. Bruce Borges did this one. I think he showed it somewhere else before as well. And yeah, this one is pretty cool. I want to see the scene in the, like, you know, at these stairs. I guess it's Paris and what's going on there, and having him there looking down in the basilica in the background. Pretty cool.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
Then we have Taj Francis on this one. Turning the lights out, Mr. Wick.
Candle Wick.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have Jan. I don't know the last name of this person. Jan something. I'm sorry. I didn't write it down. But yeah, this is more of a, it feels like pop arty approach. Love those like you know, painted over style. I think this looks pretty dope.
Yeah, that one's really nice too. Like it a lot. And it's good that they went with something like that, because it's not really like on brand for John Wick as such.
Indeed.
You guys get like neon colors, don't you? But
maybe this movie is going to give us a lot of neon.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think all these artists have seen a work in progress for this one, so they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, like reduced special effects and stuff like that.
Yeah. Then we have also our friend Zizhu. Did this very like hand-drawn concept style sketch. Also, like, feels like the ink, the Japanese ink, the, you know, the black ink. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah,
you know which one I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, we've put our Sonic posters in that style, and I've completely drawn a blank on what it's called as well.
Yeah. Swami ink or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So annoying.
Yeah, indeed. But yeah, this one is also pretty cool. And then last but not least, we have Yuko Shimizu in this comic book style poster. I love all the cherry blossoms there, and, like, you know, the energy and dynamic of it with the kind of like blur, motion blur kind of style. that comes out of this. Yeah, looks pretty dope. I love this.
Yeah, she's awesome. I love all of her work.
Yeah, so much goodness from this John Wick show, and I think this is really great. I hope more studios will go this route, because as you can see, there's so clearly so much good art.
Exactly. It's so interesting, isn't it? It's just way more. I don't know why all companies don't do it. I really don't.
Right? And people love this. Like, when I shared this, like, I got so many loves and likes on this one. Like on the series that I shared, and they're all so amazingly good.
Yeah, seems obvious, but hey, what do we know?
People, take notice. What do we know, right?
Comment. What do we know?
What do we know? Okay. Let us know what which one you guys like, and there are rumors about prints in the future, so stay tuned for that. We will talk about these, obviously, when it comes to fruition. And all right, let's move on. Bottleneck Gallery. So we got some comic book artwork by Ari Granov for Venom number 1. This goes along the lines. There are a bunch of more that go along the line of what Grey Matter Art is doing. Alan Davis, Wolverine number 1. I'm just going to go through them real quick, James, right? All right. Like, let me know if you want to talk more about these. Clayton Crane doing Amazing Spider-Man number 797. Yeah, 797. Then we have, I like this one, the Gabrielle Del Otto X-Force print. I think it's called Sex and Violence. then we have another Wolverine one. It's called Wizard 157. And this one is by Joe Quesada. And I think this one is pretty cool. I like the negative space with the sky there. Kind of like, you know, like the complementary colors of Wolverine's yellow a use and this guy. I think it's pretty dope. And then we have Koi Pham, Man Without Fear, number 1. Got the Spidey treatment. Not the Spidey treatment. I'm sorry. The comic book style treatment. Then we have this guy here, Mr. Trat Moore, doing Venom number 2. Keeping it, 'cause it reminds me a little bit of Batman the Animated Series in terms of the style, you know what I mean? No. No, he does not. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool. Like the spiral of the webbing in the background there, going up to the moon in the corner of the building. And then, last but not least, Tyler Kirkham's Venom number 1 with Spidey swinging down Venom's tongue. I think this looks crazy cool with all its disgusting detail.
Absolutely filthy.
Absolutely filthy. All right. All right.
James says, absolutely filthy.
Put that on a poster. Absolutely filthy. Okay. Next up, we have got some interesting work by Danny Sum. This person did Galadriel.
Oh, that's nice.
And yeah, it's something different. Taking it out there, and I think this turned out pretty cool.
Is that concept art?
I don't know, to be honest. I didn't read through. Sorry, the information. I'm sorry. It's an early morning for me, man. Every time.
Oh.
But yeah, then we got Dane Henry doing the Rogues Gallery. Speaking of Batman content here, this is the variant, and then we have the reg for this one, which I like the reg better, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, going with it.
Yeah.
Then we have Mr. Martin Anson doing Astro. Yeah, I saw that. It was doing the Astro Boy. There's the reg of that, and this one looks pretty cool. I don't know anything about Astro Boy, so yeah, looks interesting. A lot of stuff going on. I can see the Anson style in this one, in terms of the concept, and I think it turned out really well.
Yeah, I love these.
Yeah,
they're fantastic.
Then we have
yeah, actually, to go for one. Like that's the one I was tempted.
Yeah, this is the foil variant, and I think this one looks pretty dope, especially with like the inner body parts.
yeah, they're really, really good.
Yeah, and
I don't know anything about Astro Boy either, but they're really beautiful.
Yeah. There was also the glow in the dark variant, and I think some lenticulus as well. So yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. Like, you know,
they're awesome. They're skull. Like, yeah. For me, they'll be like contender for print of the year at the end of the year.
This one.
All three, just.
All three, okay.
They're just great.
Amazing. Yeah, glad to hear that. So this is approved as well. I take it.
Yeah, that's approved.
All right, then we have Max Wieselowski doing the Harga, it's called. Midsummer, as you can see. Keeping it very... It feels like a gummy bear to me.
Yeah, a flowery gummy bear.
Yeah, and then there's also a variant of this one. Where the crazy... Is this a foil variant? I think so, right? Looks like it, right?
Don't know, mate.
Don't know either. But yeah, looks cool. Oops. Then we have Mr. Mike McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, the animated series, regular. And then we have the animated series variant. I like the variant.
Yeah. Straight away. I like the variant.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then we have a Batman villain, a.k.a. Raphael Falcone. Joking, obviously. This person did Argonath. This is a Lord of the Rings piece. Looks interesting. Yeah. And it reminds me of something, but I don't know what. But maybe if it comes to me, I'll let you guys know.
Hmm.
Also,
it's the Lord of the Rings concept or something.
Looks like it, right?
Because he's a concept artist.
Oh, okay, then we have some more. We got the light cycle here. This is Tron piece, obviously, as you can see. And I wondered, like when you look at it, it feels like, you know, the background is very concept-y, but like the front looks very like drawn out, like the details here, you know what I mean? And the light cycle.
Yeah, it's almost like a photograph.
Yeah.
The road and the light cycle is like a 3D model type thing,
yeah.
But the background looks really sketched.
Mm.
I don't know
either. All right,
that's concept art, I guess. Like you throw
looks like it, right?
Together and create a concept.
Mm.
That's also kind of what AI does as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. But yeah, let's take a look at Key Art Corner, where Key Art is not being put in a corner. And we have this one for Air. This is the South by Southwest poster for that movie. I'm looking really forward to it because I'm a big fan. And to make this story and get the licensing and everything like that, Michael Jordan said, yeah, only Viola Davis can play my mom.
Oh wow!
And it happened. So I think this turned out pretty cool because you can see this is the Air Jordan 1 sole, the very iconic sole of it at the bottom there, and it turned out pretty cool. I think this is a fun way to do a poster. I would love to have one because I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope to get one at some point.
Yeah, you could make a pretty.
They could make a lot of good posters for this one, right?
Yeah, you could just take the soul of like so many different shoes. Well, how many different souls, like?
Dude, there are like I don't know how many different, but there are at least 30 shoes, so there must be at least 20 plus something different souls, even if not 30 plus.
Yeah, that would look really good in a gallery as well.
Yep. Yep, indeed. But yeah.
I saw a piece. Really, really good.
this is really good. It'll be nice. I'm looking forward to this one. And then we have here Alice Darling. This is the piece by Akiko. Also looking pretty cool. And love the cut angle here, the diagonal across the room. And also the glimpse you get of Alice in the water there.
Yeah.
Over two different sides.
The scream.
Yeah, yeah. This one is beautiful.
Is the film good?
I haven't seen it yet, but I have it laying around, but I didn't come to it yet.
Mm.
All right.
Very yes, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very Akiko.
Yeah. Up next is this poster for Inside. This is a Willem Dafoe movie. And yeah, we love, I'm speaking for the both of James here, but we love the illustrated side. People were going from the key art world. And yeah, this one gives a very dark glimpse into the psyche of Willem Dafoe's character. Yeah, looks pretty interesting. And there's also the this version, which looks like Anne Benjamin could have done it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, very loose.
Mm.
Yeah, they're both awesome.
Yeah. You want to say more, or is that...
No, they're just both awesome.
Right.
It's really good to see illustrated. I mean, it's not just illustration that's made to look like photography either. Mm. They both have quite abstract styles, don't they?
Yeah.
I guess that suits the movie.
Abstract as our mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Next up is Little Mermaid poster. We think it has been around for a little bit longer, but this has been added to the Imp Awards page, where we also obviously look that we don't miss anything. And yeah, this one has been added, and this one looks pretty cool. I like also this painterly approach to it, and giving it like an old, classic artist feeling. You know.
Yeah. Good clouds.
Royalson would get a. Really get off on these.
Yeah. Those are some nice clouds.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Next up, we have Mission Impossible. I love this one. This one is pretty cool. I mean, this stunt has been going around the world where he does this one. And just to simply use this, put the title in the way that was put here in the middle, I think that looks pretty dope. Done very well.
Really, really good piece of key on this.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, we have 1001 by with Teyonah Taylor. And yeah, this one is coming out, Sundance winner. Yeah, I love this one, like very abstract. Looking at, this feels kind of like traditional, like cultural, appropriate African work, you know, like the way the people are portrayed, like the long necks give me this feeling of the culture, you know, with the rings and stuff, you know what I'm talking about. And given it also at the same time, there's a very old school feeling going with the beige off-white kind of, like, you know, a framing, having the circle. It feels very very artsy.
It feels really like complete.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the best way to say that, but it just feels like solid. It's exactly like, it doesn't need any more adding to it. It doesn't anything taken away. Like the way that those bright colors are also inserted into the browns, it's kind of like, it doesn't flash out at you, but then you notice, oh, they're actually really, really bright colors.
Gives you the rainbow.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what the movie is about, but maybe it is about queer love and kids, like we have in Everything Everywhere All at Once, this kind of type of situation. Maybe that's where the right rainbow is there. But who knows? Yeah. We'll find out soon.
Could be.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a lovely piece of art.
Exactly. And then we're going over to Mad Dog Posters, who have done for AMP, the Alternative Movie Poster site. For them, it's the poster of the week, and this is the Silence of the Lambs piece by Paul Mann, which is looking pretty cool. Title probably done by Mr. Christopher Cox, I think, but or maybe somebody else, I don't know, but because most of the time, Mr. Paul Mann is just doing the drawings. And this one is pretty cool. I like this one. I have to say, I'm not the biggest fan. I think this is really good, but I don't know if it would have been landed in my top 10 of this year at the end of the year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I like it probably more than it sounds like you do. I'm a little bit over the floating heads style. So to see this was quite nice.
I mean, it's a very iconic scene. Can't go wrong with that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he looks like he's in front of what would be the plane of glass. Is that...
Yeah.
Is that conceptually supposed to be like that?
In front of it? Yeah, I mean... The scene, he's in his glass thingy, or what do you mean?
Yeah, but it looks like the way he's leaning out, it looks like he's kind of, he would be in front of it. Do you see what I mean?
Like, he would be, like, there's no glass and his face is outside, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you say. I see, I feel you.
Because if you were to take, like...
No, in actual glass, it would cut off his nose. Plane.
Yeah. And it feels like his face would be going through it almost. Yeah. I don't know. That's just the... It might be...
No, I got you. I feel what you're saying. I mean, if you would have like illustrated the glass a little bit more... I mean, we see that there is glass at the bottom here with the holes, with the air-breathing holes or whatever they are. And the shadow... I don't, because I wondered, like, looking at back at this, the shadow would go through the glass, right? In some sort of sense, you know what, like, no, you know, up here, you know what I mean? Like, you can see the, when you go down where the glass is inserted, you know?
Yeah. Well, the glass would
be... The shadow stops here.
Yeah. That's not really, like, it's just if you had the plane, like, yeah. the perspective.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
You look where his right hand is.
Yeah.
It looks like
he leans forward
quite far in front of that.
Yeah.
And yet his hand is right where the plane of glass would be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's, yeah.
It just seemed like that doesn't seem quite right. So it must be concept in that he, like, got really close to her. Mm. So I'd be interested to know if that was part of the concept or whether it was just it seemed
like. Maybe it's also like the idea of, like, he can get to you.
That's even what I mean. He's like, whether, you know, it's or whether it's just it hasn't quite worked out into the perspective.
Right. Yeah. Maybe somebody can answer that who worked on his piece.
That was the thing that jumped at me. But otherwise, I really like it. And I think it's I think it's one of his strong pieces recently, to be honest.
Yeah, I like this one more than others as well, for sure.
Aye.
All right. Next up, we have Mondo. And Mondo has a trip to the moon for us. This is the artwork by I'm sorry. Jonathan Burton. Oh, I'm sorry, Jonathan. Jonathan Burton doing this piece is for one of the very well known early movies that we've got, and there's also a variant for it in color, which looks pretty cool. I like this one a lot.
Yeah, I quite like the colory one actually. Nice color.
Indeed.
If there's a license needed for this, because it's such an old film, it might be.
I don't think so.
Public domain.
Yeah, it could be. Like Metropolis became. Oops, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Metropolis. I think is public domain. The book definitely is.
Yeah. Yeah, the film as well. This year, at January 1st.
Okay. Sometimes they're fine in the States, but over in the UK there's a slightly different rule, which means that it takes longer.
Weird, it's a German movie, it should be.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, next up we got Hans Woody. You saw a glimpse already. Our good friend Hans Woody, Horror of Dracula, doing this one. I think this one is like creepy, so creepy cool. I like this one a lot. And I'm meeting Hans soon. We're going to meet up next week. And so I'm excited to meet him in person. And this is the very end of this one, and they both look pretty amazing. I think I like this the red a little bit better because the eyes with the red here.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think this is awesome. Has he done like a gallery based poster before? I know he's been.
I think he didn't he do the Iron Man with Bottleneck, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. But this one's awesome. I think this is one of his best pieces for sure. So
I love this one. When I saw it, I was like, oh my god, this scares me a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely should do. If it's a horror movie, might be
And it's like got Peter Cushing, got Christopher Lee as Dracula as well in there. That's some good stuff.
Yeah. I'll have to talk to you about a possible project if you're meeting him.
Yeah. I'll meet him for sure next week. I'll talk to him.
Mm.
Alrighty. Then we're gonna go over to Vice Press. Vice Press had some cool releases. I don't know if we talked about it. And this is the Evil Dead 2 release. Did we talk about it last time? No. Because this one is like an homage, obviously, to the original poster by Mr. James Bausima. And I love this one. I got to see this one a little early last year, this one is so cool. I love this one. This turned out so well. And this is for me also one of the best posters right now that I have seen this year. I think the concept is so strong, and the way he draws, it's like his Darkman stuff, you know. It just pops out for me personally, and I think it's great.
Yeah, I think he's really excellent. Yeah, this one, like you, I saw it last year, and it was just like, when are they going to release that one? It's such a strong piece, isn't it? I wonder if Matt said, "Oh, I've put it on an angle."
I think the original poster is also at the angle.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, it's a really cool piece of art.
Mm.
It's a really strong sense of illustration identity in it. It could have come out in the 80s or 90s.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can adapt his style so very well, James is doing. I mean, he's doing a lot of like this metal type, you know, darker kind of images that he's doing. But I talked to him about like doing an RRR poster, because he came out. He was like, oh, at some point, like I think it was like earlier this year, he's like, oh, I'm a little late to the party. I finally watched RRR and I loved it. And it's like, oh, dude, we need to get a poster. And I love his style so much that I would love to see his idea, what he would do with it. Yeah, so great stuff.
Yeah, I love it when illustrators like just vary their styles, because that's where I come from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Illustrate it in the best way for the film, like mm-hmm. less of an art kind of way, more of a design kind of thing.
Yep, and last but not least, we have The Phantom by Henrik Sahlström that I don't know of, but. That's not probably not the comic book artist, is he? Or is that somebody else? I don't know. You don't know either, right?
I don't know. I'm not familiar at all.
But yeah, The Phantom, this poster is coming out actually today. So you are able to buy this one. And yeah, this one looks pretty cool. Very comic book style related. I love the style on the lighter one where he's not on the throne. And gives me a good feeling, even though I mean I know about it, but I'm not like a big Phantom fan or anything, but I think these illustrations are very well done.
Seconded.
There, you heard it, people. Also, what you can second is you're gonna buy the poster, because Poster Frame Company has teamed up at Vice Press, and they do an actual like frame releases with some really good frames, and they are very easy to interchange and stuff like that. So yeah, keep an eye out to that when there's or are they selling it right now, do you know, James? Or
I don't know.
I think they're still not on sale yet, but it is very soon. They introduce it, at least, that they're going to do it, and they look really nice, some really good frames. All right, that's it for today, people. I hope you enjoyed the show. Let us know what was your favorite poster of the week in the comments. We appreciate always everybody that likes it and shares it. And yeah, sharing is caring, people. So please do us the favor, share the content with your friends and family and the poster world. Yeah, it is really, really appreciated. And if you still want a Film and Canvas book, please slide in my DMs and I will try to make it happen. All right, guys. That's it, James. You got the last words. Yeah.
Last words.
he's keeping it silent.
I've got
enough. He's a big fan of Metropolis. Silent movies is his thing. No talkies for him.
That's me.
All right, people. Thank you so much, James, for stopping by. We'll see each other in 2 weeks of time. And peace out, everybody. Bye-bye.